All right, we're back, and very pleased to be joined by Saugus football coach Mike Broderick. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.
Been a while, and, you know, like Winthrop, you guys are a young team, and two things going against you, I guess, that, not necessarily against you, but two things that are different this year. You've got a different schedule in a different league, and you got a lot of young kids on the team. So maybe a thumbnail as to how your team has grown.
There's been some major improvements. Like you had said, we are a young team, and in football, you know, it takes a lot of experience to get better. And we have two freshmen starting, three sophomores, and a bunch of juniors.
Wow.
They all got valuable experience this year and remain positive, even though the record wasn't what we wished it would be.
Right. Well, what are you most pleased with, Coach?
We're pleased with the way the kids approach things, every day in practice. They come, they're ready to learn. We've been doing a lot of hitting this week. And, our attendance is great. We have very few kids who miss practice unless it's an injury. So we've been really excited about that. And also with our two freshmen. We started two freshmen from week one. Our defensive backs, James Boyce and Dante McGrain. And they've been tremendous.
How many seniors will you be losing?
I will lose three.
Three seniors. So yeah, you got a team coming back. All right. Can you maybe point out a couple of kids that we should look for on Thanksgiving Day and then maybe next year?
Yeah, sure. The main one is Brendan Grocki. He is our senior captain. He is our middle linebacker. Leads our team in tackles. Starting offensive guy. He's just been a mainstay for the program. He started for 3 years for me. He's just been a tremendous asset to our whole program. He's a great kid. He's going to go on, hopefully, and play football at Norwich next year. He wants to pursue the military career. So he's been tremendous. Junior, Kim Williamson, is a 260-pound D-tackle and offensive tackle. He's been a little sidelined this year. He's had a major ankle injury, so he missed four games. But he's coming on strong, so we're looking for big things next year from him. And running back Marvin Boyce is our leading running back. He had a knee injury earlier. He missed three games. But he looks like he's hitting a stride now, so we're looking for good things on Thanksgiving for him.
Excellent. Now, do you have a JV program or a freshman program?
We have a sub-varsity program that has done very well. It's, the Northeast Conference, most of us are all sub-varsity now.
Okay. And how are the numbers? Are they growing for you?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, what we're super excited about is our junior class is big and our sophomore class is big, and they're the first two classes that were part of our new middle school football program.
Oh, okay.
It gapped out 1 year, and it's back again this year. We have 35 kids on the middle school team. So if everything goes well and everything hangs in there with the budget, you'll have some good numbers at Saugus.
Yeah, the budget's always the thing, isn't it?
It is.
All right, Coach. Now tell us a little bit about the Thanksgiving's past for you, some of the rivalries that you've had on Thanksgiving Day and how that's played out. You know, what are some of the highlights that immediately come to mind?
It's been a great rivalry. I mean, I've been happy to be a part of it. I mean, we were lucky when I first came on, my second year as a head coach, we beat them for the first time in a ton of years. The program and the town was super excited. Took a gap for a couple of years and came back and beat them again. So it's been kind of a, right now it's in the past 6 years, it's been 3-3. So it's
okay.
A competitive rivalry and, we know they're a good football team and they're well coached, but we're excited to play.
Absolutely. And, this game for you guys absolutely is your Super Bowl. And, Peabody, with the numbers and the size of the school and Saugus on the opposite end of the spectrum, I mean, you've got some big targets to shoot at.
Sure. Yeah. And that's what it is. I mean, the bigger schools have big rosters and they have some good football players and our guys understand that. But, we've had a good week and a half of practice and, we just got to go execute our game plan, and we think we'll be fine. I mean, if we eliminate our biggest thing this year is we've been turning the ball over due to our youth. But
right.
Maybe it clicks finally in our 11th game, and we do what we need to do and run the football and control the clock.
Well, needless to say, there's one guy that you absolutely have to focus on, and that is Doug Santos. And I'm sure you've seen him, but he is some special athlete.
Yeah, he's tremendous. Yeah, he's a good running back. He runs hard. Runs with a purpose. great vision. He kind of thrashed us last year on Thanksgiving. So we got to make sure that we come up and tackle and hang on and get more helmets to the ball, you know?
Yeah, he's got to be gang tackle. You ain't the only ones he's thrashed. Any memories of Thanksgiving Day as a player, Mike?
I grew up in Arlington, so we used to have great games at Somerville. Mm-hmm. I remember these cold days in Dilworth Field and in Arlington High School. So it's all sort of blended in to one. We talked about it at our Lions banquet that we have to deal with the two teams. And we were just talking about the Thanksgiving Day itself.
It's yeah.
A great day it is for these guys just to just wake up and just embrace the whole thing and enjoy it. It's quite an experience.
Well, you know what I like is that wives and moms and sisters and brothers, everybody gets involved in it, and they know, you know, that if you're affiliated with a high school, hey, you're going to the high school, you're going to the game on Thanksgiving morning, and everything else is just going to have to be either wait or someone else is going to have to do it.
Oh, exactly. And like this Thursday, it's going to be nice weather.
Yeah.
The crowd will be a good crowd, and, you know, win or lose, everybody tends to hang around on the field, and the alumni's back, and it's a great day. It's just a great day all around.
Have you had kids come back this week yet and talk to you, or, are you in touch with some of your former players?
I have. That's one thing that I take a great deal of pride in. Is I get a lot of kids, they come back. I actually have four former players of mine who coach with me.
All right.
So that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then all this week, kids have been coming into the school. And Wednesday's our senior celebration, and a lot of the guys come back for that. So it makes you feel good when the guys come back.
Have the captains done something already with Peabody captains, or you do anything like that?
No, specifically with the captains, the seniors all sat down and they honored the Lions Club of Saugus.
Oh, that's cool.
And Peabody honored all the seniors.
Oh, wow. Excellent.
They have a whole dinner, and Bob Liddell was a guest speaker. It was a good night.
Super. You know, my final question, Mike, is where is the last game for seniors, and you don't have a lot of them? Is it tough to work them into the lineup sometimes on Thanksgiving Day?
Football is not as hard as you would think. For me, with only three of them, and I hope it's not a problem.
You
can get them in. The other two have been starting all year.
Uh-huh.
Angelo Bolia, he's been our quarterback all year, and he's really done a great job. He was a quarterback for a short period of time his sophomore year, and then we kind of jammed him into duty this year, and he's done a tremendous job. Right. Jeff Pazziali, he's been an outside linebacker, defensive end, wingback. He's been doing it all for us this year. He's a coach's son. His dad coached at East Boston. Those two guys have been great all year. So
super.
They'll be on the field all day.
Super. Now, what time do you get to generally have Thanksgiving dinner? Well, this is a home game, right?
This is a home game. So it's a little bit earlier. So, you know, we get home by the time we clean everything out and organize everything, get home about 3 o'clock.
All right. Mike, thanks so much. I'm sorry we got to you so late this year, but thanks so much for taking the time. Let's stay in touch. And best of luck on Thanksgiving Day.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and have a happy holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. That's Mike Broderick, who is the Saugus football coach, and they have the unenviable task of facing Peabody.